Everybody, I want us to move over here to this table. Can you come over here with me and stand with me at this table? Up here, that's right. What do you see before you? What is this? Does anybody know what this is? Okay, can you tell me what the different pieces are? What is this? An angel, okay. And what are these right here? No. The wise men. That's right, Zachary. This one is a shepherd. You know how you can tell?
By the crook.
By the crook in his hand. Right. That's how you can tell. And the wise men. Yes, Layla. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now, is he missing? Jesus is missing. Jesus hasn't come yet, has he? Jesus comes when? When does Jesus come? On Christmas? There you go. Look and see what's up here, Jack. There you go. What's this right here? A sheep. That's a sheep. Yeah. Yeah. And this is another shepherd. How do we know that this is a shepherd? By the sheep that he's holding. Right. And we're still waiting for baby Jesus to come. Baby Jesus hasn't been born yet. Who are these two people? Mary and Joseph. You all are so good. You know the story. I'm so impressed. That's wonderful. Remember that we were talking about what we can get Jesus for his birthday? I want us to think about this because when Jesus was born, he was God's gift. Jesus himself was God's gift to us. So what do you think might be the most perfect gift that we can give back to Jesus?
Another baby?
Another baby? He's on the right track. He's on the right track. Well, guess what? You and me, we both used to be babies at one time. So guess what we should give back to Jesus? Ourselves. That's what we need to give back to Jesus. God sent us a little baby, and he grew into a man, and then he died for us, and that was God's greatest gift. And because he did that for us, what we need to do for him is to give ourselves back to God. Give ourselves back to Jesus. And we're going to talk about more how to do that and how we can celebrate Jesus' birthday by getting ourselves back to God. Thank you, boys and girls. Let me get you. I'm going to pick out your candy for you. Here you go, Layla. Here you go, Jack. There's your piece. Here's your piece. Here's your piece. Here's your piece. You're welcome. What? He did great. He knew how to do it. You're welcome, Bradley. I mean, Zachary. And now let's continue with our worship with the presentation of our tithes and offerings. If the ushers would please come forward. Thank you.
Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful God, you came to us in the life of a small child who grew into a man so that you could identify with us. You know the same pains, the same hurts, the same joys that we know. And we are so grateful, O God, that you know our experience in life, that you loved us so much you came to be with us. And this is what we rejoice in this Christmas and always. We pray your blessing upon us as a church and as a people, and may you bless the gifts that we give today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Begins today with our youth who are giving us Christmas gifts and skits, and they are led by Miss Fran the Man Ronan.
Mary, you have found the favor of God, and now you conceive and bear the Son. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will call the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him to the ancestor, throne of the ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.
Say, do you know what Santa's elves learned in school?
How to cope with a sleigh?
No. They learned the elf. How do sheep in Mexico say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
No. Nice try. But they say, Feliz Navidad.
That was bad.
All right. What do you call people that are afraid of Santa Claus?
There are people afraid of Santa Claus?
Yeah. They're called claustrophobic. All right. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas?
I hope I get his presents.
They said, it's Christmas, Eve.
baby wrapped in swaddling clothes so torn on that holy night so long ago when Jesus Christ was born. Three wise men followed the shining star to where they found the baby Jesus laying in a manger bed. He is with us every day. And so to him I pray, bless all with warmth and love and fill our hearts with peace.
Christmas is an Easter story. Oh, what a joyous time to sing of shining star and newborn king, of shepherds, angels, and wise men too. But don't forget, the Christ child grew. Yes, a babe he was, 'tis true. But more than that, he died for you. The stable and manger are naught but lost. Should we forget Golgotha's cross? It's all too easy to leave him there, the dear baby Jesus, in Mary's care. Many would rather a babe he'd stayed, than he needn't be reckoned with nor obeyed. O holy night, so calm, so bright, yet in Gethsemane no balm that night. In a lowly manger upon the hay, in a borrowed tomb our Savior lay. Nativity scene was just the beginning of salvation's plan, God's love transcending. More than a babe in swaddling clothes, here, O death, in a grave arose. In coming to Bethlehem, he foreknew that he must die for me and you, to save our souls from sin and shame. Yeah, that is why Emmanuel came. Christmas is an Easter story, Bethlehem our pride, Calvary, his glory. Pray we never forget to proclaim Christmas and Easter one and the same.
Is this the closest you can get to the store?
How much closer do you want?
It would be nice if we were in the same zip code.
Well, can I help you if the store is crowded tonight? We'll just have to park here and walk back.
Wilbur, I hope you're hunting.
Don't be so dramatic. We're not that far away.
Are you kidding? But don't forget the store that we have in there after Christmas sales. Hey, wait, isn't that an empty space over there?
Yeah, but the people in that other car saw it first.
So, our car is bigger than this, Wilbur.
Shopping brings out the worst in you, doesn't it, Willa Dean?
Well, what about over there?
Over where?
By the front of the store, that empty area. There aren't cars parked there.
Of course not. That's the sidewalk.
Well, it's not as though they're parking overnight. And besides, the sign says no bicycles or skateboards. It doesn't say anything about Chevys.
Shh. Wait a minute. See that guy standing by that blue car 2 miles over?
Yeah, what about him?
I think he's stealing it.
You're kidding.
No, he looks awfully suspicious.
We'll see if he can get closer.
Why? To get his description for the police?
No, to get his parking space when he pulls out.
You are a cold woman, Willigan.
Look, you've done as much shopping as I have over the years. You learned to survive. Anyway, all I want is a decent parking space. Is that too much to ask?
But shouldn't we call the police?
They got better things to do than find us a parking space.
No, I mean to report the guy.
They just have to come down here. And then where are they going to park? Besides, look, he's walking away.
Oh, yeah. I guess he figured if he had to give up that great of a parking space, it wasn't worth stealing the car.
Well, isn't that empty space over there?
You're right. It is. It's a little tight, but I think we can squeeze in. How am I doing on your side?
You got about an inch to spare. Wait, make that 2 inches. You just peel off our side moldings. How about your side?
It's close, but I'm making it. Yes, perfect. Okay, now you can get out.
How? Through the window? I can't open my door.
You're never satisfied, are you, Willie Dean? Gosh. All right, look, this is it. One more trip around this place, and then we're going home. If I don't find a parking space, that's it. Adios. Sayonara.
You're giving up that easily.
I have to. There's not that much tread left on the tires.
Wait, I think I see one. Yes, that's one. Over there.
Well, I don't believe my eyes. You're right. That is an empty parking space. And it's right smack in front of the store. This is amazing. After all our driving around in circles, fender-fitting cars over premium spaces, and trying to squeeze into compact parking spaces, we've finally found one. And it's a beauty at that. Right up here by the store's entrance. We couldn't have asked for a better parking space. This is great. We're so close, this is almost as good as valet parking. Well, come on, get out. We've got some Christmas shopping to do.
Dear?
Yeah, what is it?
The store just closed.
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
A flying snowman.
Nope. Frostbite. What does snowman eat for breakfast?
A big bowl of snowflakes.
No. Good try. But they eat some frosted flakes.
They're great.
How come we hear anything about Olive?
Olive?
Yeah, you know, all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names. No, big one. Red nose. No? All right, never mind. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ho.
Ho who?
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Tough act to follow. Good morning. Can you anticipate, can you imagine the anticipation of the people as they waited for the long-awaited birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Can you imagine the glory and praise of the angels at the announcement of his birth? I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have witnessed the wise men as they knelt and offered gift to him more than 2,000 years ago. A precious little baby boy who and continues to change countless lives all around the world. Yes, a baby changes everything. Most new parents would agree with that statement. But the baby that we celebrate this season, Jesus, changed more than the home to which he was born. His presence changed the whole world forever. Even our calendar is determined by his birth.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Today, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and we'll see how he came to change the world and how he can change us. Who knows? Maybe he'll even want to make change in us all this very day.
Kings and shepherds make their way straight to where a baby lay, rich and poor and lonely, bow before their side. A star has led them to this place. All the wood that's been echoing through space, cross call tonight. Lights to shine in the darkest night, light to make all of the wrong things right. Light to shine in the dark night, light to shine in the virgin way tonight. Angel voices fill the air, angel wings are everywhere. Light so bright it's blinding, the shepherds shake with pride. A warmth begins to flood the hills. Fear not, oh peace to you, goodwill has come to us tonight.
It's been called a holy night because it was a time set apart for God's purpose. And though we celebrate this time every year, it was the child himself who would one day make the difference.
Joseph was looking for a place to sleep when Mary's secrets and heart was keeping. They were glad, so glad, they were glad, so glad. Their lives are changed by a baby born. A host of bright angels saw the shepherd band, yeah.
Lives were changed by a baby born.
When the angel said go, they obeyed his command, yeah.
Lives were changed by a baby born.
They were glad, so glad, they were glad. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah!
newborn's first cry changed everything. A young virgin would become a mother. A Nazarene carpenter would become a stepfather. Shepherds became newscasters proclaiming the word that the Messiah had finally arrived. And wise men who were compelled to search for the King of the Jews became the first foreign missionaries, taking their findings back to their distant homes. But this child would change more than this food. He would change the whole world, past, present, and future. Yes, from that moment on, nothing in this world would ever be the same. There it is, the real change Jesus Christ would make. God and man would come together through this one, the one who had been promised and had finally come.
Thank you.
Not everyone could see it. They just didn't have the eyes to recognize God in flesh that was right in front of them. But there are a few of them who knew him immediately. Every day in the infant Jesus was no different. But his mother may be sensing what her son would have to do someday to fulfill his purpose. May have wished for a little more time, a few more moments to hold him, feed him, and protect him. For she knew he was not really hers to keep. He belonged to Almighty God who had given him to the world. Everything's changed, and not just on the earth. In the heavens, angels had been waiting even longer for the moment to announce the Messiah's entrance. And when they were dispatched with the good news, all of heaven rejoiced, singing a celebration song that would live through the ages. Glory, glory to God in the highest.
Listen to the angels singing, singing glory.
Who could have been there, seen the Christ child, and not come away changed? It was almost impossible. The hearts of those who saw him knew that he was the one, the long-awaited Savior. The shepherds left the scene rejoicing, and their joy overflowed to anyone that would listen. They rejoiced, and the wise men did the same, but before they left, they made a formal presentation of gifts that they had brought from their distant homes. Then they bowed and worshiped him. What a sight that must have been. Even the measuring of time changed that night. Our calendar is testimony to it. Our years have been numbered by this moment, before Christ, after Christ. A new era. Thank you.
like to take a moment to introduce to you some of the folks that are making things happen. We've got Bill over here, our narrator. He is a professional creative narrator. We've got Jacob on the drums, and he's really... Other than talking way too much, he's great. We've got Miss Penny over here, holding the music down for Mr. George. We've got George holding the piano down for the Bob back on that computer bay, making that work. And we've got Alan back in the room back there, helping us out with the sound. And we've got our soloist, Diane Rude. You haven't seen her yet, but Miss Judy Schuster's coming up. And Joseph Haney is our go-to guy, and the reason we put so much on him is because I can control whether or not he eats. So he's happy to do whatever we say. We're glad you're here. Hope you're enjoying it.
Right. Yes, he changed everything in a grand sense. But when he changed me, that was quite a miracle. Living for myself for so many years, I focused totally on what I could control. My accomplishments, my wants, my desires, my future. But one day, God opened my eyes, and I was able to see something else. My failures, my needs, my hunger for something more. I reached out and said, God, if you're real, I want you to show me. I started seeing him in everything around me, the world and its beauty. I began to see my family as a precious gift. And I became aware of my own sin, and more importantly, that I could do nothing about it on my own. I understood that the baby boy Jesus grew up and became the sacrifice that would make me right with God. I ran to him and he began to work in me that, even though there's still so much to be done, has made all the difference. I'm a new person from the inside out. It's time to go outside of these walls and tell the world how he changed us. Praise God for sending his son to change us all.
There were shepherds on the hillside. There were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid. This is the night of your lives. There's a baby in the manger. Go tell.
Yeah.
Pastor Esther to come up and dismiss.
Oh, that was inspirational. Thank you so much. Mwah. Andy. For the work that's gone into this, we can tell that time has been spent on this, and we are just so grateful to you and to the people that you brought to us to sing this today. Thank you. Thank you. Will you stand for the benediction? May the grace, mercy, and peace of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you, now and always. Go in His peace. Amen. Amen.